looking forward to tonight?
Very much so. When Leisha had rung me a couple of months ago now, and obviously they'd said to me that they'd had a meeting and they muted the idea, and as soon as I heard that, I said, listen, I'll be there. They obviously mentioned that, that Dick and Bert were going to be there, who have always been a part of my footballing career. So, and particularly obviously the fact that, you know, Dunfermline Athletic, who had fond memories of, enjoyed my time, great camaraderie with the players I played with and everything else. So I felt, you know, as we do in football, when you can play a small part to help with such a terrific idea, mm-hmm. and obviously helping with the club as well, then of course you'll play any part you can.
Mm-hmm. What was your standout time at Dunfermline then, do you think?
Well, I think, Dunfermline for me, when I came, were obviously bottom of the league, as you know. Mm-hmm. And we started really well our first three games, my first three games. I never scored, I've got to say, but we took 7 points for the three games and moved off to the bottom of the league. The one clear memory I have is going in the following game, going to Pittodrie, and we're 1-0 up at half-time. Not saying my own praises, but I played a brilliant ball over the top, and David Graham ran through with his pace, he was lightning quick and scored. We won 1-0 at half time, and in the second half, as a team, we obviously didn't play as well as we did in the first, because we ended up losing the game 2-3-1, and they leapfrogged us. We actually went back to the bottom, and I don't think then there was 6 or 7 games left, and I don't think we won one of the remainder games. But that was, I think it was a period of transition anyway, Dunfermline at the time. But then at the start of the following season, we were starting the first division. We were outstanding, we were scoring goals. I think I'd scored something about 12 goals in the first 12 games, whatever it was. And then Dick lost his job. Dick didn't lose his job because he wasn't a good manager. Dick Kelly was an outstanding manager. Bottom line was, it was politics, wasn't it? It was a change in terms of shares had been sold, and Dick Campbell wasn't, you know, the chairman's man. It's as simple as that. And obviously there was a change, Jimmy Corder would come in, and believe it or not, I mean, what I do remember, because I had never been sent off in my life, and I've only had 2 sending off in my whole career, and they were both in that same season for Dunfermline Athletic. It was incredible. It was sometimes, I think in football, you're fated, things are meant to be for whatever reason. The first one was against the Edrionians at East End Park. Big Andy Smith had been sent off 10 minutes earlier, and then I got a set in yellow, and Dick was a manager. We were down to 9 men after about 25 minutes. We ended up drawing the game 0-0. The rest of the lads were magnificent that day. And then I remember going to Raith Rovers on the Christmas New Year period in the derby, and I actually brought down for a penalty. I think it was Marvin Andrews, and the referee never gave it, and anyway I got up to jog on to get back my position, and the stand side linesman, the opposite, was flagging, which totally bemused us, but it turns out he felt I'd kicked Marvin Andrews when he was on the ground, which never happened. So it was bizarre to have played to, you know, the career I had, from I was at Dumbarton, a 13-year-old, to, I think my last game was at St Johnstone when I was nearly 40, and to have 2 sendings off, and they're both within 2 months of each other at Dunfermline was bizarre. But we got promoted that year, as you know, back to the Premier League. I think we finished second with Jimmy. I truly believe, and I said at the outset of the season, with Dick Campbell, they won the league, and nothing I've seen that season would convince me otherwise. I truly believe we'd have won the league that year. And in the following year, obviously, every manager, and my manager myself, and every manager has his own ideas and his own flavour of players and everything else. And I started some games for Jimmy, but not as many as I liked. I just wanted to play. I moved 5 times in my career and dropped salary. I moved more than 5 times, but 5 times I dropped salary because I wanted to play. And Dunfermline was one of those ones. I wanted to play. I was on the bench. I was getting frustrated. Felt I should be playing. And obviously the manager has got his own opinion, so I had no problem with that. But I just wanted to play. And such was that I moved on. But within the experience of being in Dunfermline, I thought the supporters were outstanding for the club. And indeed the people at work, you know, the Joe Nelsons, people like this at work at Dunfermline, they're salt of the earth, and every football club needs people like that, because as much as they work in the club, first and foremost they're fans. Mm-hmm. And what we understand in football is, we know directors, chairman, owners, managers, players, they'll all come and go, but the one constant in any football club is a supporter. Mm-hmm. They're there from the grow up, from a baby to their last breath, because that's their team. And that's a great thing I loved about Dunfermline, because having played for a number of clubs, it was always a bugbear of mine that you've seen supporters' buses leaving towns to go and support Celtic and Rangers, because for me, you should support your local team. That's where you grew up in that community. And of course everybody wants to have success, but I think there's always cycles of success and periods of success for different clubs, regardless of the size of them. Mm-hmm. And you know, the people that have followed Dunfermline through thick and thin, an absolute credit to myself. And that's my big abiding memory of my time, how good the support was. And that's been shown, you know, in the last period of time, when they've had to rally, get behind the football club, as they've done again. And I think they're an absolute credit to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Good.
How's your managerial career these days?
Well, I mean, I've been very very fortunate. Everywhere I've been, it's been very successful. We left Bolton Wanderers after the disappointment of losing the Premier League place. But even then, when we looked at that season, I mean, the injuries we had was incredible to top mm-hmm. players. And even then, on the last day, if we weren't at Stoke, we'd have stayed up, and we drew 2-2 in a game that two refereeing decisions were truly bizarre. So, you know, I've been very fortunate from my time at Falkirk as a player manager winning the league to went to St Johnstone, obviously had a very successful period there, to Burnley with huge success, and Bolton as well saved them. When I went to Bolton Wanderers, they were favourites for relegation. We addressed that and had a magnificent run with them as well. And now the job is to get Wigan back to the Premier League. I certainly challenged to do that. We're obviously involved in the Europa League as well and doing very well in that. So yeah, we're really enjoying it at the moment as we do. To have your career in football as a player, coach, manager, whatever you want to call it, I mean, you're truly blessed, because growing up as kids, we never thought about, you know, what the lifestyle, what the reward. We just wanted to play the game, and that never leaves you. And so I've been very fortunate and very blessed to have had that career, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And I know there's plenty more, as I say, plenty more wins to come, because that's what we love doing. We love winning mm-hmm. football matches, and there's plenty ahead of me.
Oh, great.